Since Thanksgiving, George Blackwell, 58, has spent lots of time in the cold working at a scrapyard by the airport.
I've had a couple times where my fingers were so cold that I was scared. They ached.
When the temperature drops, Cooper emergency physician Michael Chansky says the risk of frostnip or frostbite heightens. The body focuses on keeping its core warm to prevent hypothermia.
So with dramatic drops in temperature, you're at very high risk of exposed extremities, constricting blood vessels to conserve heat centrally.
Chansky says keeping your hands, ears, head, and neck covered when outside helps. The very old, the very young, and those with circulatory and respiratory conditions are especially vulnerable. He says it's best to stay inside. Linda Weinbaum with Project Home is trying to help people do just that. Her group oversees several homeless outreach teams during the extreme cold. They connect people with daytime and nighttime shelter options. Weinbaum worries people who had taken refuge from the cold earlier might be deceived by the temporary warmer weather.
So some people will have, emerged from wherever they were and thought, oh, great, 60 degrees, I can manage this, and then just really be walloped by the cold. So we want to be extra vigilant to make sure that that doesn't happen to people.
Moisture and wind can also worsen complications from the cold.
And I got a half hour wait for the first bus.
As for George Blackwell, he's ready for work, no matter how cold it gets.
I just picked up 2 new pair of long johns. I'm going to put extra layers on, and I'm taking hot cocoa in my thermos.
Chansky, with Cooper, also recommends those working outside take regular heat breaks and keep hydrated. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.